We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Lee.
Are you there, Tara?
This is another one of these, I bet you won't read this text.
Okay, well.
But you're my favorite
yeah.
to read. What was that you said to another texter recently? You read or take calls of people who might not agree with you first. What a load. You can't do the slightest amount of disagreement, can you? Is this because of all the girls that picked on you when you were young and not in the cool kids club? Oh, wow. They say that trauma can last. I think they're right. No. First of all, I never said anything like that. I did not say that. I have not said that. It doesn't work that way. What I said last week, Lee, because I get a lot of text. Yeah, and remember I explained it like this. Okay, if you're in a classroom, right? And most of the kids can keep up, okay? But you got that one, man, the one who watched CNN last night, and they are totally confused, okay? No. I asked my listeners, do you want me to slow the class down for the moron who watched CNN and fix them when they send me the text? Yeah. Do you want me to read that text and fix them? Or, you know, for the guy who won't... Sorry, I just got disconnected from the equipment. Or would you rather I just ignore those idiot texts and go on? And you know, it was about 70% just ignore them. We don't need to know what happened on CNN. And the other 30% was like, yeah, knock them out of the ballpark. So, I can't take email. I can't take texts from a bunch of people who are misinformed and try to help everyone. I just don't have time. So I try to pick and choose them. You know what I mean? Cause I can't spend all my time on kids who can't keep up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because then we wouldn't get anywhere. We'd get bogged down every day.
But it's important.
That's what I said.
At some point that you do have some life lessons for these people.
I do. And I try to help them. But I can't save them all, Lee.
No, we can't.
I can't. But I do try occasionally. When you get one that is so screwed up, you have to stop the class.
That's because of your compassion, your empathy.
Do you think so?
Yes.
You think, you know what? I hadn't thought of it that way, Lee. But you're right. You're right. That's what it must be. Thank you. I feel much better about myself
Good.
Now.
Well, that was the whole goal here.
Right, which is what's
for
really
you
important.
To feel
right,
better
yes,
about
absolutely.
You. Something okay. liberals can relate to.
Yeah. On the other topic, which is still going from yesterday, when I explained how women are manipulative, but it's not our fault. No, because this is settled science. You see what I'm saying? Because women, you know, and truly, it is fascinating to me. I mean, literally in the world, the brute strength was the most valued commodity in the world until really the Industrial Revolution, you know what I mean? So women didn't have that. And so we had to figure out how to get fed when we weren't as valuable. And so we developed the ability to manipulate because all the women who weren't good at that died. They died out. They didn't pass on their genes. And there's been a great series of studies on this. I'm not going to go into them. And so I explain, you have to forgive women. We had to survive to get to this point. And that's what's left. Anyway, a lot of people reacting to that. And all those studies are read in college. Texter writes, amen, Tara, I'm allergic to drama. Keep up the great work. And it was about how when you put a lot of women together, you know, in the past, they were scrapping each other for food, too. You know what I mean? Scrapping. So they had to manipulate each other, too. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the best advice I ever heard on women, stop trying to understand women. You know who understands women? Other women. And they hate each other. Texter writes, as a female that had mostly male friends, I totally prefer male supervisors. I can't stand mostly female work environments. Sounds like a bunch of clucking chickens. Drives me nuts. Another texter writes, I work with almost all men, and the few women we have can't get along. I ask not to be put on any teams with other women because I don't have the energy to play games at work. And finally, I love this one. There is a grain of truth in this, okay? I'm not saying I agree with this, but there's a grain of truth in this. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I heard once a guy said to his friend, why does she scream at me? And his friend said, because she can't knock you out. Yes. Okay. So anyway, there we go. Keith wants to weigh on this. Keith in Rock Hill says he is a historian.
Okay.
He wants to tell us about historical life expectancy numbers. Keith? Maybe Keith conked out on us.
Maybe he's history.
He... may be history. All right.
In the figurative sense.
Yes, absolutely. We wish him the best. Okay. Meanwhile, do you remember back in October when the president of Guatemala, and we're having all these caravans come up, right?
Right, right.
And the president of Guatemala announced in the country's largest newspaper that nearly 100 ISIS terrorists had been apprehended in Guatemala alone. And that they were trying, they had come to Guatemala because they wanted to embed in the caravans heading north. Okay, this should have been the biggest news in the country. I mean, this is in the biggest newspaper in Guatemala. This is not obscure, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But everybody ignored it. They just ignored it. And Guatemala, I mean, God bless them. They're not America. Well, you know, I mean, they caught 100, probably 100 more got through.
They should have identified as Russians and wanted to embed themselves in the some type of Trump campaign. And then the media would have done something about that.
Yeah, they would have. Are you kidding me? The media would be down there with machine guns. Like, personally, you see Anderson Cooper down there at the border with a machine gun.
Yeah.
Just mowing down rows of people coming in, right? I'm joking. So here we go. So the Guatemalan president warned us. So we got ISIS saying, and by the way, they were coming from Syria off the dang battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't guys from their mom's basements. You know what I'm saying? These are hardened terrorists who've killed people and want to kill some more. And that was, remember, after ISIS told us, dude, we're coming to America. I mean, they announced it, that they were going to Western countries to continue the jihad there since Trump had crushed their caliphate. Well, once they said Trump across their caliphate, the media never covered anything they said after that, right? Okay, now, fast forward to today. Now who's warning us that ISIS is embedded in the caravans? The president of Mexico. This is from Breitbart. By the way, Breitbart has probably the best on-the-ground Central American reporting team on earth. I mean, they have people embedded down there. They have reporters. The reporters don't use their real names because they'll be killed by the cartels. In Mexico, they do amazing reporting from down there. But they didn't need to do amazing reporting to get this. Mexico's president and his top security official confirmed the warning put out last week by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security about three ISIS terror suspects who were likely headed north. The three individuals were recently detained in Nicaragua. Oh, great. So Lee, they're coming through Guatemala and Nicaragua?
Oh, yeah.
That's fabulous. We even know who they are. The alert identifies the suspects of Ibrahim Mohammed and Mohammed Issa of Egypt and Ahmed Ghanim Mohammed Al-Jabri from Iraq.
Don't sound like they're from around here.
No, they don't. They're ISIS terrorists. Okay, so this is the kind of thing the media could have missed, right? I mean, it's very obscure. No, wait. During his morning news conference, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said his government had received the notice and confirmed that the three ISIS terrorists were headed north. He would not say any more other than that the security cabinet is handling that matter. The scoop by Breitbart News was also confirmed by Mexico's public security secretary Alfonso Durazo. So this is not the kind of thing where, you know, it's Breitbart, they get it wrong. Well, did the president of Mexico get it wrong? Did the president of Guatemala get it wrong? Where is this story in the mainstream media? ISIS heads to America, that's not a story?
Well, not for them.
The scoop by Breitbart News, also confirmed by Mexico's public secretary Alfonso Durazo, said that the three men were not in the country yet, Telemundo reported. All right, Telemundo is not some obscure media publication.
Nor is it a right-wing.
No, it's like the main Central American, Mexican,
Hispanic News Network.
News Network, yeah. Here, too. According to Durazo, the alert is one regularly shared by U.S. law enforcement agencies. It is common to receive such alerts. Oh, great. It's common to receive such alerts that ISIS fighters are headed up through Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua. I don't know why I should be surprised. They told us they were going to do it. And what's the Democrats' response? I'm sorry. Let me play it again from our Speaker of the House yesterday.
In terms of interior enforcement, what is the what's the point?
Yeah. So, I mean, they get over the border, I mean. What's the point? What's the point of doing any kind of enforcement? It's only three, Lee. I mean, it's not like they could cause a lot of trouble or anything, right?
No, of course not.
Good God, I hope they don't have, like, a shoulder-fired missile that could take down a plane. You know, you can fit one of those in a backpack now. What if they had a bioweapon? Ah, I'll drive myself nuts thinking about it. Why should I bother, Lee? Nobody else cares,
apparently,
right?
Apparently not.
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, big Wayfair mess. Did you see this? Yeah. Okay, here's what's going on at Wayfair. There's an order for furniture. Wayfair is an online furniture company that charges way too much for their furniture. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Workers have learned at workers at Wayfair have learned of a $200,000 order from the government contractor that's been operating these migrant detention centers. So Wayfair, you know, took the order. If it's $200,000, watch that. The government's probably getting like two couches, and a pillow for that. Maybe three couches. I don't know. Maybe they got a discount. I don't know. But anyway, a $200,000 order from the government contractor has been operating the migrant detention centers. So Wayfair's like, yeah, we're filling it. Well, the workers at Wayfair are outraged because, you know, I mean, those are concentration camps. I mean, they are Nazi detention centers where the people beat down the doors trying to get in because they were trying to break into the country when caught and knew they'd end up in a detention center, which is why they surrendered to the Nazis. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security. Right. You know, and it's just like back in Nazi Germany when the Jews would walk hundreds of miles to get into the concentration camps. And they would, you know, just knock fences down along the way and, you know, throw rocks at police. Anybody in their way, just because they were trying to get to the concentration camps like that. No, wait, it's not. Anyway. These are centers of torture, malnourishment, and suffering that people are trying desperately to get into. Of course, the left never points that out. But anyway, so now the workers at Wayfair are outraged that they would sell the government furniture. So they wrote a letter to Wayfair complaining about all that. So like 500 employees signed it, mostly people who watch CNN and have no idea what's really going on in the country. And so they're upset. So this whole thing has been in the news. Okay, this is all part of the BS that is going on right now. This whole stupid story that what happened under Obama and nobody cared about is now going on under Trump. They're detaining the children that Congress has incentivized to come here. Okay, yesterday, a female news host on Fox News lost her mind on the air talking about this. Now, she's interviewing somebody. They're not supposed to do this, the host. This is Fox News business. So she's, you know, in a repertorial kind of fashion interviewing Daryl Issa, who's a Republican Congress member. And she just loses it because she can't watch this and have facts for very long and not lose your mind with the Democrats talking about torture of children and how that happened. Anyway, it was glorious. It's today's first epic rant. This is the female Fox Business show host losing her mind on air over the supposed torture of children at the border in detention centers by Trump.
You see the context there. 17 times he said they voted against this aid.
Okay, so she's referring to the Democrats. 17 times the current Democrat Congress has voted against the aid that Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have begged them for, to because they have higher numbers they've ever seen. We had 11,000 unaccompanied minors show up on the border in May. The Democrats said, nope, no crisis, no money.
And now there's a rush by Democrats to get it done before July 4th? I mean, the American people are saying enough. They don't like what's going at the border. Voters don't like seeing what's going on at the border. Get the aid there and stop scoring political points. Democrats now trying to blame the White House for a crisis they said that they insisted did not exist just a short time ago. They said it was manufactured. Watch this.
President Trump has used the government of the American people as a bargaining chip for his fabricated solution to a manufactured crisis.
This border emergency is nothing more than a manufactured crisis.
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis.
Okay, they were still using the manufactured crisis talking points until March. It is June. Do you remember in March, Thomas Friedman of the New York Times declared it a non-manufactured crisis? And with that declaration, it was no longer manufactured. It was real. So we can accept reality as it is. All of this caused North Carolina Representative Kevin Walker, he's a Congress member, to lose his mind over the Democrats accusing Trump. The latest is he makes children sleep on concrete floors with aluminum sheets because he's just mean and hates Hispanic people.
17 times they have voted against any kind of assistance, but we're going to continue to try to hammer this home until they are understanding how bad the situation is as well.
Folks, they leave the magnets in place. Bring a kid. You get released. Could they close them by noon today? Sure, they could. They could close the Flores decision, which says, man, you get yourself a kid, buy yourself a kid, pimp them on the way up here to cover your costs, sell them to whoever, your pedophile, great, have fun. And get yourself a kid, bring them here, and we got to release you. The Democrats refuse to close that loophole, which they could do by noon today if they wanted to. They could sign it. They could pass it. Trump would sign it. And then they refuse the additional funding for all the kids who come and their parents and the family units that are coming. And they create a crisis so they can blame it on Trump. How horrific is it to do that to children? But it's their game plan. Here's Daryl Issa on how bad this is.
The reality is that this is the first time, and I served for 18 years in the House, this is the first time I've seen Democrats refuse to provide humanitarian aid because they hate the president more than they're concerned over the welfare of those people at the border.
When your liberal friends tell you Trump's torturing children, remind them 17 times.
17 times they have voted against any kind of assistance, but we're going to continue to try to hammer this home until they are understanding how bad the situation is as well.
So they create the conditions. They blame Trump for them. Children suffer and they don't care.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, okay, so tonight is the first of two nights of debates among the Democrat presidential candidates. Okay. Oh, I feel better. Yeah. The Democrat presidential candidates. Yeah, they're debating. You know what I'm watching tonight? The Trump Twitter account. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna have to tune into the debate only because I get paid to. If they didn't pay me, I wouldn't watch it. It'll just raise my blood pressure. But you know what's going to be awesome? I've always hated to have to watch these. Because it's like socialism on parade and stupidity and lies. But you know what's going to be awesome? It's just watching the president live tweet it. I am giddy. But I understand if you're not watching. I mean, if you don't get paid, I wouldn't watch it. Anyway, these are the top reasons people won't be watching the Democrat debates. Number one, you get your fill of chattering liberals by shopping at Whole Foods. I only go there when there's a deep discount. Number two, you prefer watching baseball to fall asleep. Again, this is top reasons you aren't watching the Democrat debates. You don't want to see what happens when Biden puts his hands on Amy Klobuchar's shoulders. No, I don't. Top reasons you will not be watching the Democrat debates tonight. Not one candidate has yet promised to give you a free 72-inch big screen. And until they do, you're not watching. You're waiting for the field to slim down to a more manageable 8,000 candidates. Oh, I like this one. What time is it? All right, content warning. Oh, but it's good. You got to stay tuned. Top reasons you aren't watching the Democrat debates tonight. You're jealous of the sexual chemistry between Beto and Mayor Pete. You know, I could actually see them together. Never mind. Okay. None of the candidates are giving the others hilarious nicknames. Trump is so good at that. Top reasons you are not watching the Democrat debates tonight. Thanks to your lingering childhood fear of ventriloquist dummies, you get freaked out every time Mayor Pete speaks. Yeah, I do too. Next reason, you'll just read the president's tweet to get the sense of who was sleepy and who was crazy. That'd be a pretty accurate indicator. Next top reason, you're not watching the Democrat debates tonight. You don't care about promises for forgiving student debt. You want forgiveness for gambling debt. Hey, give them time. No, they just haven't thought of it yet. No, in 1 week, we've gone from slave reparations to gay reparations. No, you know they're proposing that now, right? Reparations for gay people? Yeah, because their marriages were not recognized in a timely fashion. Ergo, they are owed like tens of millions of dollars or something. I don't know. Okay. Top reasons you are not watching the Democrat debate tonight. I like this one. Bernie Sanders' arm motions give you a seizure. You've already made up your mind to vote for Beyonce. I would highly encourage a vote for Beyonce. Just write her in. Yeah. Millions of you need to just write her in. It'll be great. And finally, top reasons you're not watching the Democrat Party debate tonight. It was hard enough keeping track of all the characters on Game of Thrones. Well, they died so quickly. That's the problem. All right. So, not watching the Democrat debate tonight. It'll be a parade of socialism by a bunch of people who think it just wasn't done right last time. I mean, look, the Harvard estimate puts it at only 100 million in the last century, right? Dead? Although they do admit that's probably a lowball estimate, socialism and communism, but then again, it's virtually the same thing. So, I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, there's like, you know, billions in the world, right? So, I mean, you got some room to fudge. You got a little wiggle room there, break a few eggs, you know how it goes. They actually think this will work. It is amazing. It's like watching a group of adults who believe, well, I can't say that. Kids are in the car. Never mind. Texter writes, LOL, if they do gay reparations, I guess I'll be coming out of the closet. No, I am too. I will. I have always felt like a gay man trapped in a woman's body. I dare you to prove otherwise. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I think the Dems have this many candidates so they can mimic the 2016 GOP and so someone can save the day. Texter writes, hey, Tara, number one reason for not watching the debate, it's on NBC. Texter writes, I'm not watching the debates because I'll be playing the piano tonight. Oh, you know that for sure. You're a lucky man. Texter writes, Tara, if an earthquake swallowed DC, I could count on two hands who I would care that were lost. I would throw a party that the tyrants were gone. Don't worry, they have more where those came from. Another texter points out, good news, actually. And this is how it works. 500 disgruntled liberals apparently work at Wayfair. Yeah, they're boycotted. No, they're boycotted. They're very angry, or I don't know, they've written a letter or whatever, because Wayfair is filling the federal government's order for furniture for the detention centers for the immigrants. 500 Wayfair workers, right? So this is big news. Texter points out, Wayfair has 13,300 employees, according to their website. Yeah, but you know what that means? No, this is how it works now. If there's only 500 Wayfair workers who've signed the letter, and there's 13,300 total, that means only 12,000, only the opinions of 800 welfare Wayfair workers actually count, because the rest are not liberals, so their opinions do not count. This is like, you know how they want to take the Washington mural down at the high school. Where is this? I think it was in Washington State, because some people are offended by the existence of Washington. Yeah, it was like, if three people are offended, it's got to come down. If it offends the other 97% at the school that it came down, it doesn't matter. They're not liberals. See how that works? Texter writes, did you just assume my gender? I don't know, did I? I apologize profusely for doing that. No, I don't. I don't give a damn. Texter writes, hey, Tara, so the Wayfair workers want them to sleep on the floor. Okay, got it. No, this is exactly what the Democrats are doing. They have voted against the humanitarian aid package 17 times. And now that the kids don't have anywhere to sleep, they blame Trump. No, so this is what liberals are doing. They don't want them to have any furniture because if they had furniture, you couldn't have the photo op to make Trump look bad. So you torture the children so you could blame Trump. Liberals understand this. Trust me. It's what they do. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I can't watch the Democrat debate tonight because there's an exciting documentary on mold on PBS. Texter writes, not watching the debates. Don't like comedy shows. Another texter writes, hey, I can't wait to watch the Democrat debates, but then again, my doctor can't figure out why I stab myself with sharp objects. Texter writes, can't watch the debates because the Braves are playing, and unlike Ms. Graham, they're kicking butt. So says Haywood from Dacusville. Good morning, Haywood. Texter writes, all my life, I've felt like a gay black man with a student loan and gambling debt. Where do I go to get my money? I don't know, but I would watch the Democrat debates tonight. You may get some indication. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. I will not be watching the Democrat debates because my wife has newly discovered acrylic pouring, and I will literally be watching paint dry. That'll probably be more interesting. It's awesome, though, that you help your wife with that. That's really sweet. Texter writes, I don't even know why they're having a Democrat debate. They already know that Trump is not going to step down after the election and that he is going to declare himself El Presidente for life, so why waste our time? Is that a joke? He would never get away with that. A liberal may pull it off. No, if the Democrat Party said they declared their president for life and the person wasn't stepping down, MSNBC and CNN, they try to come out with a way to justify. Texter writes, I'm afraid of clowns. Texter writes, Tara, so the Wayfair workers want them to sleep on the floor at the detention centers. Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. That's pretty much how that works. All right. Meanwhile, once again, by the way, there was a guy yesterday who texted and he's got one of these, I think he's a liberal coworker, some liberal he knows, who's hysterical about the children that their hair's all matted and they're sleeping on the hard concrete floor and there's, you know, they have aluminum blankets and all that. You know, and he said, what do I tell her? Well, this whole show's been an answer to that text this morning. The short version of what you should tell her is this.
17 times they have voted against any kind of assistance, but we're going to continue to try to hammer this home until they are understanding how bad the situation is as well.
Yeah, and see, the Democrats were voting against those humanitarian assistance packages. Because remember, they were still insisting all the way through March that there were no caravans and no humanitarian crisis.
President Trump has used the government of the American people as a bargaining chip for his fabricated solution to a manufactured crisis.
This border emergency is nothing more than a manufactured crisis.
Yeah, see, so that's where they didn't fund any of the humanitarian packages. But Trump begged them, Department of Homeland Security begged them, and now that they have... They basically have, you know, not the supplies that they need or the personnel they need to do this. They're screaming and pointing at Trump for screwing it up. It's absolutely brilliant. I don't know why their followers can't figure this out. I mean, did their followers not notice that they were claiming it was a manufacturing crisis and didn't vote for the humanitarian packages on the grounds that there was no crisis? Do they not remember? Oh, what's that lughead from CNN? Jim Acosta. Walking along the border and saying, look, there's no people here. And he's literally going along one of the walled sections. They use that to turn down the humanitarian funding. And now they're complaining because of the scarcity of the stuff they need at the border. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. If you watch CNN, you probably fell for it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.